to have a seat. Thank you so much to the children and the young people for doing such a brilliant job in, generally speaking, getting to the right place. And thank you so much to Janet and Anna for doing all their work. Should we let the angels take a break rather than sort of having to sit facing you all? Would that be all right? So should we let you go and return to your parents? Should we do that? Partly because I'm going to try and talk and I will be not remotely interesting compared with a row of angels sitting in front of me. There we go. Well done. Should we thank them actually for all that work? What a strange story. Have you ever thought about that? You know, maybe as you've been acting in it and you've been sort of waving your angel banners, have you ever thought what a strange story it is? I wonder, when you were born, do you think an angel kind of announced it? You know, I wonder whether somebody came to my mum sort of 45 years ago and say, hey, you're going to have a baby. Do you think a star in the sky sort of standing over where you were born? Isn't it a strange story? Maybe it feels a bit like some of the other stories that we have at this time of the year. You know, angels, stars in the sky, isn't it a bit like kind of Jack and his magic beans and sort of, or maybe like Cinderella. Cinderella have a glass slipper? I can never remember these stories. Cinderella, yes, Cinderella and a glass slipper, or Snow White and a seven dwarfs. Doesn't it all feel a little bit similar, this really strange story that's lovely, but a little bit odd? And yet, those stories like Jack and his magic beans, do you know how they often start? Can you join in? Once upon a time in a land far, far away, which is basically code for this isn't true. Well, do you know how this story starts? Actually, all of it has been taken, with the exception of the wise men, from Luke's account of Jesus' life. And he doesn't start once upon a time in a land far, far away. He starts by talking about eyewitnesses. And he talks about, I've carefully investigated. In other words, this is a strange story that's claiming to be true, that's claiming to be real, that actually happened in the world that we live in. And I wonder how you put that together. How do you put this strange story that people claim to have seen? How do you put that together? And it strikes me, this is a very, very special birth. A birth of an incredible baby. A special star shone in the sky because this was a special child. And we saw it, didn't we, in the message that Luke did a brilliant job of being Gabriel and Herod simultaneously. I don't think many people normally get to be Gabriel and Herod simultaneously, but Luke did a brilliant job of being Gabriel. And the message that came to Mary was, he will be called the Son of God. He will be called the Son of God. Now, there have been various babies born in the church this year. And do you know how normally that was announced? It's normally announced by WhatsApp, wasn't it? You know, I think we had a Wilkinson birth announced by WhatsApp, sort of it arrived on the phone. Whereas God announces the birth of his Son come into the world, he announces it through an angel. He announced it through the star in the sky, because this is a special birth, a birth unlike any other, a unique birth. This is the Son of God arriving in the world. A strange story, a true story. Why? Because this is a birth unlike any other. The Son of God has come into the world. We might still be thinking, why does that affect me? How does that change my life? Well, I just want to mention one phrase that you get when, again, Gabriel says to Mary, he says of Jesus, his kingdom will never end. This is the king who reigns forever. Jesus is the ruler of the world who always will be. It's actually the promise that was given centuries before through Isaiah. His government is never, ever, ever going to end. It's going to last forever. And what we see is actually that comes true. So as you look at the accounts of Jesus' life, what you see is he's the king who reigns over things like people getting ill, and over the waves, and even over death. He's the king who reigns. The evidence is there in his life. And he's the king who reigns because more and more people recognize him as king. You know, all these events, they happen in a not very important part of the Roman Empire. It's just really small. And actually, at the end of Jesus' life, you've got 12 not very significant people who are there. And yet over the centuries, it grows and grows and grows until millions and millions of people this Christmas will worship Jesus because his kingdom will never end. And it means the future belongs to Jesus. I wonder whether you ever think, what's the future going to be like? As the world changes so quickly. And they say, actually, the future belongs to Jesus. His kingdom will never end. And so as we draw to a close, his kingdom will never end. The future belongs to Jesus. I reckon that's both really good news and really challenging news. Isn't it good news in a world that feels so uncertain as we face future viruses? Perhaps we worry about the state of our country, as we worry about climate change. Here's the good news. The future belongs to Jesus. Maybe as we're nervous even about our own lives this Christmas, the future belongs to Jesus. And he is a king who is trustworthy, compassionate, kind, lives up to what he says. He's a good king, and the future belongs to him. His kingdom will never end. It's good news. It can be challenging news, because actually it means for all of us who live in his world, one day we're going to meet King Jesus, because the future belongs to him. And one day all of us are going to meet him, and it matters that we're ready for that. Christmas tells us that Jesus is this special king, a miracle birth. His kingdom will never end. And so lastly, how do you respond to that? I reckon Mary gets it right. I am the Lord's servant. She realizes that she's going to get to serve the Lord actually by giving birth to him. She recognizes who he is, and the best position with King Jesus is to serve him, to obey him, to follow him. You see, the thing is, all of us get to be part of this story. Mercifully, you don't have to be part of the story by, dressing in tinsel and so on. But actually, ultimately, all of us get to be part of the story. Mary served Jesus by giving birth to him. We get the chance to serve the ultimate king by talking to him, by following him, by living for him. This is a birth unlike any other, a miracle birth, because this is the Son of God, the one who's going to reign forever. And we find our best place in this world by serving him. Let me pray before we sing our final carol together. Lord Jesus, we bow before you, the Son of God, the one who came into this world almost silently in Bethlehem, and yet who went on to teach with authority, to perform miracles that astonish people, even to come back from the dead. Lord, we worship you today as the King who will reign forever. So Lord, please help us to live wisely this Christmas, to be your servant, we pray. For your name's sake, amen.